It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, March 10th, 2017. On this date in 1762, Jean Calas, a merchant living in Toulouse, France, was tried, tortured, and executed for the murder of his son, despite his protests of innocence. Because he was a Protestant in an officially Roman Catholic society, doubts were raised about his guilt and he was exonerated in 1764. He soon became a symbolic victim of all religious intolerance. Calas and his wife were Protestants at a time when Catholicism was the state religion in France, and dissenters had no legal right to practice their different faiths. When the harsh oppression of Protestantism initiated by King Louis XIV had largely receded, Protestants were at best only tolerated. To his father's disappointment, one of his sons converted to Catholicism in 1756. 5 years later, another son was found dead on the ground floor of the family's home. Rumor had it that Jean Calas had killed his son because he too intended to convert to the Roman Catholic Church. The family was interrogated and first claimed that the boy had been killed by a murderer. Then they declared that they had found him hanged. Since suicide was then considered a disgraceful crime against oneself, and the bodies of suicides were often defiled, they had arranged for their son's suicide to look like a murder. Despite overwhelming evidence that the death was indeed self-inflicted, the court in Toulouse held that Jean Calas had murdered his son. He was brutally tortured in an attempt to get him to admit that, and despite his horrific suffering, he continued to declare his innocence. On March 9, 1762, the regional legislature in Toulouse sentenced Jean Calas to death by being broken on the wheel, which involved breaking all his bones. The next day, at the age of 64, he died, still proclaiming his innocence. All of this dreadful cruelty was carried out with the official sanction of the church. French philosopher Voltaire was contacted about the case, and after initial suspicions that he was guilty of anti-Catholic fanaticism were dispelled by his investigations, Voltaire began a campaign to get his sentence overturned, claiming that the boy had indeed committed suicide because of gambling debts and not being able to finish his university studies. After 2 years, Voltaire's efforts were finally successful, and King Louis XV received the family and had the sentence annulled in 1764. The king fired the chief magistrate in Toulouse. Calas was given a new trial by a fair court, and in 1765 he was posthumously exonerated on all charges, and the family was paid 36,000 francs by the king as compensation. Voltaire used the case to blast the church for its intolerant and fanatical views in his 1763 work Treatise on Tolerance. Well, that was all well and good. Although Jean Calas had his good name restored, he was still just as dead, the victim of a church-sanctioned atrocity. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 10th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.